questions and answers about junior driver's licenses. In order to apply for a Vermont junior driver's license, you will need proof that you are a Vermont resident or are a visiting citizen of a foreign country with an authorized duration of stay with at least 30 days remaining. You must bring proof of identity, date of birth, lawful status in the United States, Social Security number, Vermont residency, and current residential address. Each applicant for an original junior driver's license is required to show documented proof of identity, date of birth, lawful status in the U.S., Social Security number, Vermont residency, and current residential address. See Chapter 3, Real ID Act and Proof of Identity. Who can get a junior driver's license? An individual must have maintained a clean driving record without any learner's permit recalls, suspensions, or revocations for a 6-month period prior to obtaining a junior driver's license. An individual must possess a learner's permit for at least 1 year prior to obtaining a junior driver's license. A junior driver's license is issued to persons 16 or 17 years old who pass the required examination. Your parent or legal guardian must sign your application giving permission for you to be tested. Before getting a license, all 16 and 17-year-olds must have passed a state-approved driver education and training course consisting of 30 hours of classroom study, 6 hours behind-the-wheel training, and 6 hours of observation. The Vermont Agency of Education Driver Education Division oversees driver education courses at high schools. There are also Vermont commercial driver training schools that offer driver training courses. In addition to the hours indicated above, you must complete 40 hours of driving practice, with at least 10 hours being nighttime driving. Nighttime driving is considered driving during the period of 30 minutes after sunset to 30 minutes before sunrise. What do I need to get a junior driver's license? 1. A learner's permit that is not expired. A person may take a road test if their learner's permit has not been expired more than 3 years and has been renewed prior to the exam. If it has been expired more than 3 years, a written exam would be required before the road test can be given. 2. Completion of a driver education class approved by the Vermont Agency of Education or the Vermont Department of Motor Vehicles, which includes 30 hours of classroom study, 6 hours of behind-the-wheel training, and 6 hours of observation. Note: out-of-state driver's education is only acceptable if the course was taught by a state DMV or state agency of education and includes both classroom and behind-the-wheel training. If the completion certificate was not issued by a state agency, the applicant must provide documentation on state letterhead from the appropriate agency indicating that a recognized driver education program issued the certificate, and must list the minimum requirements for successful completion of the program. Number 3. A driving practice log sheet, Form VN-210, or an equivalent of this form, located in the center of this manual, showing you have completed an additional 40 hours of practice behind the wheel, with at least 10 hours being nighttime driving. Your parent or guardian must certify the driving practice log sheet. Note: the law requires the 40 hours of driving practice be in addition to the 6 hours of behind-the-wheel driving required for successful completion of driver education. 4. You need your parent's or legal guardian's permission, unless emancipated minor. A parent or legal guardian must sign the application before you can take the test. If you are a foreign exchange student, you must obtain a foreign exchange parental authorization form to be signed by a parent or legal guardian. Your host parent cannot sign this form. This form is available at motor vehicles offices. Number 5. Your Social Security number must be entered on the application. Number 6. Make an appointment for an exam at any location by calling Central Scheduling at 802-828-2000. Number 7. Have a vehicle that is clean and in good mechanical condition with a valid inspection sticker. Be sure the emergency or parking brake is working properly. Number 8. Be prepared. Check for a valid insurance card as required by Vermont law and vehicle registration before arriving for your appointment. Failure to show a valid insurance card and registration certificate will prevent testing. The insurance card must state the name of the insurance carrier, effective and expiration dates of coverage, name of insured, and the description of the vehicle, including the vehicle identification number. Number 9. your license will be issued after you pass the road test and pay the fees. Transferring an out-of-state junior driver's license, applicants under 18. You may convert your out-of-state junior driver's license and obtain a Vermont junior driver's license by 1. Successfully passing the required examinations, 2. Providing proof, see What Do I Need to Get a Junior Driver's License, number 2 above, of successful completion of a state-approved driver education program, 3. Providing proof of completion of an additional 40 hours of driving. If you have a junior driver's license from another state and apply for a Vermont junior driver's license, you will be subject to Vermont's graduated license provisions unless you have held the junior driver's license in the other state for a period of at least 6 months. High school driver license testing. Some DMV-licensed high school driver education instructors conduct driver license road tests. This service is provided only at schools that have enrolled in the testing program and by those instructors who have been certified as examiners by the Department of Motor Vehicles. Road tests will be administered only to students who attend a participating school. A student who passed the road test, which was given by the high school driver education instructor, will be issued a driver education examination certificate. This certificate, valid Vermont learner's permit, license application completed and signed by parent or legal guardian, road test and licensing fee, and proof of Vermont residency are all required for license issue. These must be submitted in person to any motor vehicle customer service office. The instructors at participating schools will provide complete information regarding this program to students. What restrictions are on a junior driver's license? A junior driver's license is considered a provisional license. The Commissioner of Motor Vehicles may take your license away if you show that you are an unsafe driver through your actions. Your license may also be taken away if your parent or guardian withdraws their permission for you to drive. While holding a junior driver's license, you cannot operate a vehicle in the course of your employment for 1 year following the issuance of the junior driver's license. For example, an individual cannot act as a pizza delivery person, driver, until they have had their junior driver's license for 1 year, or until they reach the age of 18, whichever comes first. While holding a junior driver's license, an individual may not carry passengers for hire. During the first 3 months of operation under a junior driver's license, the individual is restricted to driving alone. Passengers are permitted only if there is a licensed and unimpaired parent or guardian, or a licensed or certified unimpaired driver education instructor, or a licensed and unimpaired individual 25 years of age or older riding in the front seat. If one of those individuals is in the vehicle, there is no restriction on the number of passengers. However, the driver is not allowed to transport more passengers than there are safety belts. During the second 3 months of operation under a junior driver's license, the individual may begin transporting family members. After holding a junior driver's license for 6 months, there is no restriction on the number of passengers they can transport in the vehicle. However, the driver is not allowed to transport more passengers than there are safety belts. A person shall not use any portable electronic device while operating a motor vehicle. This includes reading and the manual composing or sending of electronic communications, including text messages, instant messages, and emails. Portable electronic devices include, but are not limited to, cellular telephones, personal digital assistant, PDA, tablets or iPads, and laptop computers.